the hottest and the finest
makeup rings.
You won't find nothing like this anywhere else.
You're listening to Makeup Rings.
So sit back, relax, and enjoy
Makeup Rings. You're listening to Makeup Rings.
Welcome to Makeup Rees, y'all. I'm so excited that you guys came. It is your host, KB. Now, this podcast is for all the makeup lovers, the makeup enthusiasts, the makeup artists, the makeup professionals. If you love how to do makeup, if you're trying to learn how to do makeup, if you already know how to do makeup, child, whatever, what have you, this podcast is for you. Okay, so this section is shout out to my subscribers. I really want to get to know all of you, so I have created a form, a survey that lists like what your interests are, what kind of makeup are you really into. Do you like the bold or do you like the more soft glam, the more neutral? Are you a beginner? Are you advanced? Like, tell me. So this form will be in the show notes, but it will also be on my Instagram and all of my social media will be in the show notes as well. But my Instagram is Makeup Reads, MakeupReadz. Makeup Reads, and it'll be in that little bubble where you can highlight and it'll say shout out to my subscribers. So once you fill it out, I'll look over it. I will shout you out in the next episode of the podcast. I want this to be as interactive as possible, so please go fill it out. Tell me your interests and let's get to know each other. Hey guys, here's the quote of the day. It says, "The worst enemy to creativity is self-doubt," by Sylvia Plath. I think this is an important quote because you can stop yourself from even doing the things that you want or want to try because you're not sure of yourself or sure if what you're going to create is going to turn out right. And this just goes back to the discussion we had where we was talking about, you know, don't worry about the end product so much. Just do. And so when it comes to creativity, sometimes trying to figure out every single thing of every single look, it's not worth it. Sometimes it is, you know, sometimes you want to plan because you have this look in mind and you go for it and you do it and that's great. But there's other times when you just need to do and just need to experience or experiment to see what things you could come up with. And that's where not having a plan, not really worrying so much about the finer details, just having a general idea and moving forward and being okay with that idea moving forward is how you can really, what's the word I'm looking for? Tap into that creativity. And I really feel like this goes with the look I did for this podcast, Electromagnetic, because I didn't have a plan. All I had was colors that I knew I wanted to use, and that was it. And I could have easily said, yo, you don't even know what design you want to do. You don't even know like what direction you're trying to head in. All you know is that you have these colors and you want to use them. That's not enough. Why put this look out? And that is self-doubt. And I could have just stopped the creation. I could have just said, you know what, I'll try this tomorrow. And this look would have never been published. So what I'm trying to say is don't be so hard on yourself when it comes to creating your makeup, when it comes to doing anything creative. Like, don't demand perfection of yourself each and every time. Sometimes you just want to create, and out of that creativity, something beautiful arises. And it's not perfect, but it's beautiful and it's yours and your creation. You can call it yours and you did it. Hey guys, welcome back to Make a Breeze. It's your host KB, and we're about to get into some things. Okay, so if you haven't already, make sure you follow the family on all our social media accounts. It will be in the show notes. And also, before you listen to this podcast, watch the step-by-step makeup tutorial so you get a feel for what I'm talking about and you won't be as lost when listening, okay? Now, let's just go ahead and get into this podcast. Well, pause. Let's talk about this. Y'all, I'm tired of winter. I'm tired. Like, I can't do it. Today's a better day, though, that I'm recording. You know, the sun is out. Less clouds. It's still a little cold, but, like, I can't do it. I want warmth. I want a little bit of breeze. I want some color. I want to see the flowers blooming. Like, the birds used to get on my nerves, but I want to hear a little bit of chirp, chirp. Okay, that's where I'm at. But I was inspired by springtime, and I wanted to do a look based off of that. Now, before I even started Make a Breeze, I've done a look with flowers and flower child and things of that nature, which is like a literal replication or translation from springtime into, you know, art on my face. And I just didn't want to do that this time. I didn't want it to be so literal. So I was like, okay, what colors can I use that evokes like springtime? And so I went to Google, did a little research, and looked at like pictures of spring just like all across the world and the colors that I was getting. And that's initially how I started off with this look, because again, we've done a soft glam and a bold glam. So now we're back into the creative concept. I just want to keep like a circular motion going on when it comes to me flowing throughout those categories, because I don't want to get stuck in just one. I really want to have variety with the makeup looks. So I started with the colors first because I didn't want the creative concept to be a literal translation, but I also didn't want it to be a, you know, traditional design as well. So the first thing that I thought about was colors. And how could I use colors to portray, you know, the feelings or themes of spring within my choices and maybe within like the designs that I do. This is one completely out of my comfort zone. I was definitely just like, I picked some colors, and the colors that I was really focusing on was like the purples and the blues and the pinks. Those were a lot of the colors that I saw when I was looking up springtime. But of course, I thought of green, something of, you know, plants and the leaves are coming back and the earth and like this flushness. So I wanted green to be included as well, but I knew I didn't want like that dark, deep green, because I just felt like the colors that I've chosen with the blue and the purples and the pinks that I had in mind, that dark green would have just threw off the color palette in my personal preference or my personal opinion. And I just didn't want to do that. But in the midst of me just using these colors, I got really excited, and I feel like this look turned more from a springtime look into a techno type of look. And before I realized I was going down that route, I had already went down it. And so I was just like, I mean, I might as well just go ahead and finish it. And I actually am very fond of the outcome. It's just not what I intended to give out when I started this look. I definitely wanted something a little bit softer. Again, I was thinking about blues and purples and pinks. But when I started to place these colors in the way that I did and in the shapes that I did, I was like, I want something to kind of like oppose that in a sense. So then I went opposite the color wheel and went to warmer colors like yellows. And I did use like a lime green at first, but then I went to like yellows and oranges. And I was trying to connect it back to the blues and purple by adding another blue on top of those orange colors. But I didn't like the outcome, and I didn't like how the shading and how translucent it was, because for all of these colors, well, besides the wings and the lashes and stuff like that, those colors, those are shadows. Like, I would use those as shadows, right? And I wasn't pattern them so much into place that were so opaque. Like, I wanted a little bit of that translucentness peeking through. But because I did that, when I tried to add the blue onto the orange, it was giving that same effect, and it just wasn't working for me, and I don't think it was working for the look either. So that's when I really feel it went more from springtime to a techno aspect, just because I was like, okay, this ain't it, so let's just keep going. And I'm not mad, you know, that I was intending for a spring look and it went to more of a techno type of look. I think that's kind of like a beauty in it, because I didn't really have a... I didn't really know what I was going to do. I didn't have a plan. I just was like, I know the colors I want to use, and let's just see what happens. So, you know, maybe in springtime, I'll actually have a spring look. That's in a creative concept, but yeah, I'm not mad about it. So, first of all, when I started, like, the first, S shape, again, if you haven't saw the step-by-step makeup tutorial, it is pertinent that you look at that first, or at least look at the picture of the makeup look of electromagnetic before you listen to this podcast, because if not, you're going to be really confused and you're not going to know what I'm talking about, okay? But so for this first part that I did with the blue and the purple, and I made like that S type of shape, it really gave me like alien vibes at first. Just because of where it's placed in the front of the face. And when I think of like SFX makeup and sci-fi makeup, that is like a very common place for prosthetics to be placed upon. At least like the stuff, movies, TV shows, whatever that I've seen. And so when I was doing it, that wasn't my intention. But then like after doing it, and then it kind of looks raised up because I do have it to where the darker colors in the back and the lighter colors in the front. So it looks like it's kind of raised, even though it's not. And it gave that effect. And I wasn't really going for that, but I wasn't mad about it. And I was just like, I mean, let's see what else can happen within this look. So I didn't really overthink it or like sit for 10 minutes like, No, I was just like, that's kind of cool. And I just kind of moved forward with on the look. And that's when I got into the yellow, the green and the yellow and the oranges. And I didn't have the white or the black lines when I was just doing the shadows at first. It was just the shadows and me trying to figure out placement and stuff like that. So again, I tried to add that blue on top of the oranges and the yellows, and it wasn't working. So I just took it out and I just left it how it was and just opposing the blue and the purple. I think after that is when I started to add the lines. And I think I just only added the white lines at first because I knew I needed something... I didn't want it to be dark, and I felt like if I had added just a black line, it would have took it more into that route than more of springtime-ish, even though, like I said, somewhere down the line, I feel like I went down the techno aspect, and I just didn't realize when. So I initially was like, okay, white, because I need something to like break these spaces apart, but I wanted to keep it still light because I'm still thinking of springtime, with birth, of growing, you know, things of that nature. But I don't know when, but like after I looked at it again, I was like, okay, this white is kind of just by itself and it's bare. So I got a thinner line and colored it black so that it could have a little bit more structure to the face and it just wasn't like floating. And in this look, I don't have any brows, but I didn't cover my brows like I did in the Valentine's Day concept. I just didn't feel like it was needed. And I like the effect of the brows being able to be seen through the makeup. But that is a personal preference if you want to recreate this look. Like if you rather have your brows covered and masked out and do this. But my brows are so light that honestly, I don't even think it would that much matter. And again, I just like the look of seeing the brows slightly peeking through the shadow. So then I was like, okay, I know I definitely want a wing because I didn't want anything else on the lid. Like I didn't want to have, I didn't want to have any traditional designs. I didn't want to have any smoky eyes, halos, cut creases, none of that. But I definitely felt that the eye needed some more work. So I was like, a wing, and let's make it a cat eye. Well, this one kind of more so follows my my eye shape, so it's not really a cat eye, but that's what I had in mind, okay? Initially, I started out with liner. It's like this ultraviolet purple, and I really feel that's where the neon aspect came in. I felt like it was just, everything is very graphic, and I felt like the purple was very graphic, and then you have these white and black lines, and I just felt like it needed something to just stabilize it, I felt, a little bit more. So I was like, what if I just line, I think it was the bottom of the wing, with purple glitter, right? Let's see how that looks. And I went throughout the, I finished the look, or it's, started to, you know, move on to complete the look, and I realized that I did not like the purple glitter at all. It wasn't doing anything for me. So instead of having the purple glitter, I was like, how about I just line the top and the bottom of my wing like a neon yellow liner. And I like that effect a lot more, because it just, I feel like it enhances the graphicness of the look, but while doing so, I don't feel like it loses like its structure, its stability. Like, it's a lot going on, don't get me wrong, but I don't feel like it's just a lot going on and it's just a lot going on. I feel like it's a lot going on, but it's also connected, so it's okay. When I got to my lower lash line, my original intention was to have like the super, you know how you, well, how can I say this? Okay, I wanted to emphasize and extend my waterline. So I wanted to make my waterline seem like it was bigger than what it was, and like put the lashes, the false lashes, on the bottom of that, not where my natural lashes were. But after I like smoothed things out, I was like, I think I just wanted, I don't think, I changed my mind. I initially wanted to have an extended waterline, but then I changed my mind. I was like, it can just be black all over, and then let's just like add these cool little dots on the bottom. And at first, honestly, it wasn't like even let's add these dots on the bottom. I just didn't know what I wanted, but I knew I wanted, some type of color on the bottom. I just didn't want it, I didn't want the color of the lash line or the waterline to be different than black. And like I said, I didn't want it to be dark, but I didn't want a whole lot of color on the bottom of my lid when it comes to like the shadow part, because I just felt like it was doing enough on the top, and I didn't want to overcrowd or overdo the look. So I feel like that black was just like a moment for like my eyes to breathe and be like, huh, okay, before I look back into all the colors and shapes and things that's going on top of the lid, especially since I knew I wanted colored lashes in the beginning. So the dots on the bottom, I made a decision that they could either be jewels, or you can just use liner instead. So like with the, let's go for the blue one, if you were using a jewel, it would just be like a turquoise jewel that, you know, it was a little sparkle in the middle, and you don't have to do anything else. Or you could get a turquoise liner and, you know, make a circle, fill it in, and then go back in with like a yellow or a white liner to give the effect that is 3D and sparkly. So it's up to you. I didn't really I wasn't overly concerned when I was doing the look, but that's just two ways you could achieve it. So whether you want to just go ahead and put jewels down, or you can again still achieve the same effect just by using liner and creating the circles by yourself. And then with the lashes, okay, so at first I felt like there was a lot of green going on, and I wanted to bring purple back into the look. Well, it wasn't successful. The purple lashes on top of the purple wings and purple, the shade of purple that I was going for, they just blended in way too much, and there wasn't like any lift from the eyes. You know, lashes, you know, they kind of make your eyes look a little lifted because you just, they're fluffy lashes and they're long or whatever. I wasn't getting that effect with the purple lashes, and again, they were blending in with the wing, and I was like, nah, no thank you. So I went back into the green color. I didn't want to do yellow because I just felt like there was a whole bunch of yellow and oranges right there, and the green that I had originally packed in that area was kind of taken over by the yellow, even though it's, you know, lightly seen. So I decided to just go ahead and use the green for my lashes. And so the top part of the lashes are just, they are technically two-toned, but honestly, only two-toned because I couldn't figure out how to recolor them the same color, because these lashes are like three layers, okay? And I had them purple initially, and so I just quickly was like, okay, I can do this thing where I can recolor them and I don't have to like draw the lashes over again with a different color, just make it easier on myself. And somewhere in the midst of that, I guess I picked the wrong green, and I kept trying to figure out, okay, how can I find the right green to match this one, and it just wasn't working. So I just said, forget it, they're close enough. But yeah, if you looked at it, they're technically two-tone, and you can like tint your lashes that way if you want to. I feel like that it makes it a little bit more interesting, but I feel like they're so close too that you can't even tell that they're apart unless you're really focusing and looking at the look like that. So it's up to you if you want to have just one tone lashes or two tone lashes, okay? And on the bottom, I did add falsies on the bottom lashes. So what I would do is I would coat my bottom lashes with mascara so they can blend in with the black shadow. And then with the individual, then add the individual falsies so that you can't tell where your original lashes, your real lashes are at. And I wanted to add false lashes on the bottom because I wanted extra drama. I felt like it needed it, and just the dots on the bottom would have not been enough. And I wanted I wanted to have, you know, some type of continuity in the look. So I feel like between the lashes, between the lashes on the top of the lid and the lashes on the lower lash line was a way to kind of do that and bring the look together as a whole. When I got to the blush, I knew I wanted to have, like, I wanted to have the effect of, like, sunken in jaws, okay? Or, like, very, like, a slimmer face. And if you saw this step-by-step makeup tutorial, you saw that I did the foundation routine first and like sculpted it just because I knew I was going to be doing a lot of stuff on the face. I just wanted to go ahead and get that out of the way, then trying to do the eyes and then come back and doing it. It just would have been too much work. So I did do my foundation routine first for this look, but I wanted the cheeks to be a little bit sunken in. So, and I wanted to use purple again, like I said, so I felt that the blush was the perfect place to do that. This blush looks a little ashy, I feel. I think I could have like went back in with a little bit more of the purple to make it look a little less ashy, but it could just been the shade that I chose as well. So I don't mind that look for this look, but that's not what you're going for. I definitely wouldn't go too bright because I just feel like it's too much going on and it might look a little bit clownish. And if that's not what you're going for, that's not what you want to do, right? But definitely, if you're not really feeling like that ashy type of look, you could go in a different shade. But I just want to recommend like having it as bright as the green. That's just my personal opinion. Okay. So then I did this new technique that I did with y'all with the highlighter in the last look. I just kind of added on to it. And I didn't think I wanted this color highlighter when I did it. I think I was like thinking of like a yellow or something. But then I changed the setting for this highlighter and it gave me this different color. And I was like, you know what? I think this will work a little bit better. And I still wanted to have a blinding effect, but I didn't want it to be too bright. So it's like in between, like it's not too subtle, but it's not too bright. It's just right. How corny was that? But anyway, yeah. And I put it on my forehead, the bridge of my nose, the bulbous part of my nose, my lips, my chin, and the size of my cheeks. Also for the lips are two-toned. And I wanted to keep them light and glossy because I felt like if they would have been matte, they definitely would have changed the look. But again, I feel like it would just have been too much going on, but I definitely want those colors. So what I would suggest, I used to do this sometimes, if you don't know of like a lip gloss that is of that tint, what I used to do was get like a clear lip gloss and get like one of my shadows and mix them together so that I can have the color that I want. Now, make sure like you're not allergic or anything, you know, to go on your lips before you do it. Nothing happened to me when I did it, but just to be on the safe side, make sure that you know if it's okay if you do that on your face. You know, you might have different limitations. And that's only, you know, if you don't have a lip gloss like this. I personally don't have a lip gloss like this. But I feel like if ColourPop has good lip glosses that has tints to them, so does CoverGirl. But I don't know if they would be in this type of color. So anyway, yeah, just do your research when it comes to the lip gloss. And so by the time I was done, I was like, this is very techno. This is very electric. This is very neon. Don't know if this is spring, all right? But I was like, it's pretty cool. I like it. It's different. It's definitely out my comfort zone. And so I'm proud of that in the first place. It's just being able to say, okay, even though it didn't turn out or the original aspirations you had didn't come for this look, like that means nothing to me because I still feel like it's a bomb look. It's still an interesting look. And it's very, what's the title? Electromagnetic. So anyway, guys, yes, thank you for listening to this podcast. I appreciate every listen, every subscribe, every like, every share. Thank you so much. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, Facebook groups, TikTok, and YouTube at Makeup Breeze, okay? And I will talk to y'all on the next episode. Bye, guys.
The hottest and the finest.
Makeup Breeze.
You won't find nothing like this anywhere else.
You're listening to Makeup Breeze.
So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Makeup Breeze. You're listening to Makeup Breeze.